amazing because the plan was actually to go and climb and attempt to fly off Monte Rosa, which is a little bit higher, but they'd had a huge great dump of snow and a metre of it, and the weather was clearing, so there would have been a chance of summit, but there was no way we could have run through a metre of fresh snow to launch on our paragliders. So literally in the morning before we were due to go and climb Monte Rosa, we changed our plans and went to the other end of the Aosta Valley and climbed Gran Paradiso. And Gran Paradiso can be climbed in a couple of days, but the weather was looking great for the Thursday, so we'd left on the Tuesday, so we had a long acclimatisation day the day before, and it all worked perfectly.
You've paraglided off the top of Mont Blanc, you've climbed to the top of Everest. I mean, getting to the top of Everest is amazing. Unfortunately, you didn't manage to jump, but even the thought of it, I know the classic question is, why on earth? I mean, going to the top of a mountain, in my mind, is bad enough, but why then jump off the top?
Well, I mean, there's several factors, and one's probably, you know, the thrill of paragliding. I'm a paraglider, and I love to do it. It's an amazing feeling. It absolutely frightens me. You know, I think some people think that I go and do it quite blasé, and, you know, I'm a bit mad about the whole thing, but that's not the case. It does frighten me, but I can use those nerves and that fear quite constructively and positively to focus my mind and concentrate on what I'm doing. But the actual buzz of flying off a mountain is just an incredible, incredible feeling, and I think when you do it from a certain height, it doesn't matter if that height gets 1,000 metres higher because it's still incredibly high. The altitude's different and that affects the way the wing flies, but the actual leaving the mountain is still a huge height. But the other thing is, it can take a long time to get to the top of a mountain and it's incredibly hard work. And to be able to fly down in a matter of minutes is just amazing. It took 2 days to climb Mont Blanc and 20 minutes to fly down.
Squash, you make it sound like it's the lift option.
No, that's not the case at all. It's amazing. I mean, some people sort of argue that it's incredibly dangerous, but I'd say it's possibly a safer option once you've got the takeoff done, because most accidents on mountains happen on the way down, and that's when you're at your most tired, you know, you're very exposed, the weather can change, it can take hours. So actually it's the safe option as well. I'll tell my parents that.
I was going to say, I noticed on Facebook the other day that you were talking, was it Nottingham Girls School?
That's right, yeah.
What sort of career advice is that? How do you get into the career of jumping off mountains?
Oh, what sort of career advice? I mean, do you know what? And I said this in my speech to the girls, you know, it's not, in life you don't always know what you want to do or where you want to be. But often you know what you don't want to do and where you don't want to be. So sometimes you have to work backwards. And it absolutely wasn't a big plan or career path. So my advice was more about doing the things that you're passionate about and the things that you want to do, as opposed to, you know, go and climb mountains and jump off them.
And you're wanting to obviously spread the passion and joy, because you've got an amazing project on the go to try and get a whole group of paragliders going off Mount Killy. That's amazing.
That's right. Yeah, this is a project that I've become involved with more recently. And a guy called Adrian McRae, he's an Australian guy, came up with this idea. He wanted to raise $1 million for charity. And to do that, he wants to have 200 paraglider pilots climb and attempt to fly off the summit of Kilimanjaro. Now, initially, I sort of stood back from this and thought, wow, this is a crazy idea. I had enough problems with logistics and everything else when it was just me and a climbing partner doing it. I thought, you get 200 people together, this is just mad. And then I thought about it a bit more and thought, well, you know, all the people that thought that about everything I did, if I'd have listened to them, I wouldn't have done it. And I thought, I'm actually doing the same to this guy. So I started chatting to him and I listened to what he was saying, and you know, I have got involved now, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And the thing about this kind of thing is, although it's a big team event, every single individual takes responsibility for their own decision, you know. The individual will get to the top and summit, and they'll make their own decision to fly. And I just think, as long as people remember that, and as long as people remember the bigger picture, which is we're raising a phenomenal amount of money for two great purposes. One is Plant with Purpose, and the other is the One Foundation. And the money's going to be going to Tanzania and Africa. You know, as long as people remember that, and everything else is just a bonus, I think it'll be a really wonderful adventure.
You are sponsored by RAB, which is a local Derbyshire company.
Yeah.
It must make the world a difference to you.
Oh, it makes all the difference. I mean, in the early days, when I first started working with RAB, it was the biggest thing that had happened to me. You know, I needed exactly the right gear for what I was doing. I mean, in the conditions I get myself into, you know, up there on Everest, you need the best equipment in the world and the best kit, and RAB are that, you know. So to be able to work with them and wear their kit was just fantastic.